You're listening a Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
مع الله في لألات النجوم وحبك الغيوم وضوء القمر مع الله عند هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطر
وحك الغيوم وضوء القمر مع الله عند هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطر
الشمس تجري إلى مستقر
وفي الخلق وخاتم الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome once again into another beautiful episode on a beautiful day, on a beautiful hour. The day of Jum'ah. And what a day it is. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to us respected listener. But firstly, before we proceed with this subject, I would rather thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his great ni'mas, wonderful ni'mas that he has bestowed upon me, you, her, him, everybody who is listening to Markaz Sahaba. And that is the favor of being a mu'min, a believer, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in his messengers, believing in his angels, believing in paradise and believing in hellfire, believing of the day of Akhirah, the resurrection, the day of destruction, Qiyamah, and believing that we're going to be alive again, believing in Allah's system, in his qadr and taqdeer. Most definitely, the one who has the qadr and taqdeer is only one, Allah al-Wahid al-Qahhar. And since that we are of the believers, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
And make sure,
make sure that you don't die while you are out of the fold of Islam, while you are a non-Muslim. You need to make sure that you die while you are a Muslim. Besides that, you will face a problem. This is what the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Not me, not Markaz Sahaba,
But the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Make sure that you don't die unless you are Muslim. How do we make sure of that? How do we make sure that we don't die unless we are Muslims? What takes you actually from being a kafir to being a Muslim is to submit. Islam is submission. Submission. Giving all control, giving all authorities, giving all decisions to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You actually submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commands and His system, and you believe in Him. You believe in Him as He is the only God. He is the provider. He is the sustainer. He is the one that we need to seek. If we are in need of something, anything, you need to ask the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the owner. He is the owner of this world, and not only this world, but all worlds. When we say, respected listener, I am a owner of this house, or my owner of this factory, or I am an owner of this piece of ground, or this car, or whatever is material around you, you say, because you have paid some money for it, then you say, I am the owner. While in fact, you are not an owner. You are a temporary owner only. You're not permanent owner. Because when you die, then you're not going to be the owner of this. Somebody else will be the owner. If it happens that you are in need of money, then you sell this property, or whatever it is, then you don't become an owner. You are a temporary owner. Temporary owner of material things that is around you. You did not create it. You did not make it. But Allah made it for you. And you paid some money that Allah has given you to buy it. You are a temporary owner. Temporary only. Not everlasting. Not the one who created. Not the one who made things. Made it as in made it. No. Even if you build a wall or build a building or build even the highest tower in the whole world, it isn't yours. It isn't yours. It's yours only for a couple of minutes. Not even minutes. Seconds. Seconds in the account of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we will be standing before Him in one day that is considered as 10,000 years of ours. One day. 10,000 years. From so long, it has been only 2,000 years until today. From so long, generations and generations and generations came in this 2,000 years. Imagine 10,000 years, and you are standing, waiting. For your name to be called. For your name to be called. Then your reckoning will start. 10,000 years. And you that's a day of waiting. Waiting. Now you say, because you have lived in this life 100 years, you say you are an owner? If you put this 100 years... compare it to 10,000 years of waiting,
You have lived 100 years. How long do you think that 100 years is from that one day that is considered as 10,000 years of hours? 100 years is how much? How long? Not even a minute. Not even a minute. 100 years you lived in this life, it's not even counted as 1 minute. In one day of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day only. And you're coming to tell me that you're an owner? Owning what? What have you owned? Show me what you own. Show me. Come on. Bring it up. Let me see. What is that you own? You don't own anything. Even this body that you have, it is not your own. It isn't. And it will never be your own. Because this is the creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created you. He made you. He built you. He blew into you of his ruh. سبحانك اللهم لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على وعدك وعهدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وأبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Do not ever claim that you are an owner. You have never been an owner, and you are never going to be an owner. Even to your fingernail, you are not an owner. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. As I was saying, that the most precious ni'mah that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, the most precious ni'mah, is being a Muslim. Being a Muslim. Saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. You know this word, respected listener, the shahada. If you don't have the shahada, and you don't have the belief in that shahada, you're not going to enter Jannah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the keys of Jannah are la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. You cannot be a Muslim unless you say la ilaha illallah. You can't. No matter what you say, and you don't say la ilaha illallah, you're not a Muslim. Subhanallah. And it is the kalima to open the doors of Jannah. You don't have la ilaha illallah, you're not going to enter Jannah. No matter who you are, no matter what you are, you are not going to enter Jannah unless you say there is no Lord worthy of being worshipped but the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you be a Muslim. And inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, in some other episode, respected listener, I will be explaining to you that how that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create any religion but Islam. From the time of Sayyidina Adam, moving to with all the prophets, respected listener, all the messengers, all the anbiya who came to this dunya, were Muslims. whether they spoke Hebrew or spoke English or spoke whatever language, and said La ilaha illallah, they are Muslims. And we should actually emphasize upon this and be cautious, because time can just pass through your fingers without you feeling, and you find yourself on the deathbed. Maybe not the bed even, maybe your death ground. Maybe you find yourself in the grave one time and you did not say this word. Then you're going to be facing consequences. Those consequences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It's not me who knows. You might be paying for it for a very long time. That's according to my knowledge. I don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He will judge you, how will He will deal with you, because we are not the ones who make judgments. We are not to say that you're going to be facing fire for 300,000 years. No. No. That is the authority of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one can take it away from Him and say, no, Allah will put you forever. No, Allah will put you for half time. No, Allah will take you, will put you for quarter time. Allah is your owner and He is free to do whatsoever He wishes with you. But my advice to everyone who is listening to me right now, renew your Islam all the time. Renew your Shahada all the time. And the best time, respected listener, to renew your Shahada, to renew your Islam, to renew your submission to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when you are about to go to sleep. Khalas, you put your head on your pillow and now you are to sleep. You must turn on your right side. Make sure that your head is facing the Qibla, right? As much as possible, right? And say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. You will die as a Muslim and you will die as a mu'min. That's if you die. While death is part of death, sleeping is part of death. Temporary. It might be permanent, it might be temporary, because Allah is the one who judges, not me, not anybody else. And when you wake up from your sleep, then you must again repeat, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Most important. On daily basis, in the Adhan, 5 times a day, Adhan, we're talking about Adhan. 5 times a day, what the Muazzin says, أشهدُ أن لا إله إلا الله وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. 5 times a day. When it comes to Iqama, again, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. 5 times. That's only when it comes to salah time. What about your time? Do you say La ilaha illallah? Are you sure? Because if you're not, then you are forgetting about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgetting about very important ibadah.
and you are disappreciating the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you of being a mu'min, of being a Muslim. Be careful, respected listener. Be careful. Don't look lightly upon your duties towards the owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't have a good relationship with him always, because he has favored you all what you need to do. Because you cannot favor him back or give him the same favor back. You can't. You don't have the ability to do that. You don't have the strength. You don't have the power to do that. So at least appreciate and say shukran to Allah. How to say shukran to Allah? How to say Allahumma laka shukr? By repeating the word over and over, over and over, over and over and over, until your mouth is like moist with it, because of you repeat to it many times, then you find that the saliva in your mouth is produced, and you swallow your saliva, which is mixed with the word La ilaha illallah. When you swallow it, then it goes into your stomach. Then your stomach produces it. It reduces it to the blood, and the blood takes it all over your body, and you will be fully in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a way, one way only of showing appreciation. In fact, in general, to show appreciation to the various bounties of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon yourself is to do good. Is to do good. By repeating the word La ilaha illallah, that is one of the best goods. What else? To give charity, to give sadaqah, to help somebody, to forgive somebody, to pass mistakes for somebody. Yes, respected listener, it is not for him, but it is for Allah, because you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intention is, it is for the Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Yes, this is the way. This is how you keep yourself in remembrance of the Almighty God, of the Almighty Allah, most of the day. Most of the day. The only time that you're not going to repeat that wonderful, beautiful, magnificent word, La ilaha illallah, is when you are asleep. But if you sleep with La ilaha illallah, and you wake up with La ilaha illallah, the time that you have spent sleeping and cuddled in your blanket will be considered as if you have been reading it all the time. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. You're not dealing with a normal person like me and you. You are dealing with Allah, the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the most generous, the most merciful, the most kind. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those ones who will always be alert of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away of Him. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. That is taqwa, respected listener. I'm going to be talking about taqwa, inshallah, in some other episode.
You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.